Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy honored an Alaskan resident and state trooper for their part in saving the lives of one boy near the Dipnenning Beach at Kenai. At a ceremony Wednesday, October 13th, Governor Dunleavy presented Anton Andrew with the governor's commendation. Governor Mike Dunleavy.
We just want to recognize him for being an Alaskan in the right place at the right time and doing the right thing. Antoine, on behalf of Alaska, we really want to thank you. And Trooper Reed, we really want to thank you as well. Both of you, we want to thank you for what you did.
Colonel Doug Massey, the Wildlife Trooper Division Director, recognized Trooper Laura Reed for her action with a life-saving award. On July 29th at 11 p.m. on the North Beach during the Kenai River dipnet fishery, Alaska Wildlife Trooper Laura Reed noticed a 12-year-old boy being swept down the Kenai River toward the ocean. Reed ran into the water to the child, whose waders were causing him to sink. Trooper Reed secured the child but could not walk out of the strong river current with him. Most of the dipnetters had their backs to the shore because the fishery closed for the day, except for dipnetter Anton Andrew. He acted quickly, pushing a long dipnet and pole into the water for the trooper to grab and hold of, helping her and the child to shore. The ceremony for Andrew and Reed was held in Juneau. The City of Soldotna announced on Thursday the reopening of the new and improved runway 725 at the Soldotna Municipal Airport. The runway was temporarily closed in May of 2021 to undergo major rehabilitation, funded by a $7 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration. During construction, the airport remained open, with the parallel taxiway being utilized as a temporary runway. At Wednesday night's Soldotna City Council meeting, City Manager Stephanie Queen updated the council on the project.
We're 98% complete of the runway project at the airport. That was the $7 million federal grant, 100% federally funded with no local match. And it included taking out essentially a hump in the middle of the runway, flattening it, all new asphalt, new navigational aids, lighting, as well as some upgrades to the adjacent taxiways. The Public Works Department is on schedule with that project. There's some minor cleanup, but it's open again. The runway, we closed it back in May. It's open now, and the project looks great.
The project included improvements to adjoining taxiways and the replacement of navigational aids with newer technology. The smaller gravel runway at the airport was also reconditioned. In a special meeting Thursday, members of the Anchorage Assembly voted to override Mayor Dave Bronson's veto of the emergency ordinance requiring mask wearing that was passed earlier this week, according to Alaska's news source. The Assembly had passed the emergency ordinance introduced by member Pete Peterson during their regular meeting Tuesday night. Emergency ordinances do not require a public hearing. After a procedural error forced the Assembly to vote a second time, it passed 9-1, with Assembly member Crystal Kennedy voting against it and Jamie Allard not participating in the second vote. Bronson, who had publicly staunchly opposed to the public health measure, vetoed it the next day. In a special meeting Thursday, the Assembly voted 9-2 to override his veto, Allard and Kennedy casting the two opposing votes. To override a mayoral veto, the Assembly needs a supermajority of 8 votes. The emergency ordinance will require people to wear a mask when they are in public spaces in Anchorage and will be in effect for no more than 60 days. However, it could fall out of effect before then if two of the city's 3 hospitals are no longer operating under crisis care standards for 14 consecutive days, or if the city's virus transmission falls back below the high or substantial level of 14 days. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson joined the Bird's Eye View on Thursday afternoon on KSRM to discuss the enforcement of the emergency ordinance.
There's no teeth. There's no enforcement mechanism. I'm the mayor, and I'm kind of confused on how I'm supposed to enforce this. You know, we'll follow the law. Quite the enigma. I mean, I'm just looking at paragraph H here on it in section 4. And it says individuals who cannot tolerate a face covering due to physical or mental disability. This is listing the exempt categories. The individual's or guardian's statement that they are exempted is sufficient evidence. So if you can't tolerate a mask and you say so, you don't have to wear a mask.
Shortly after the Assembly voted to override his veto, Bronson released a statement calling the action deceitful and wrong. The 9 members who voted for this mask mandate ignored the public process, shut down public testimony, shut out the people, and decided that they, not you or your healthcare provider, will make decisions about your personal health, Bronson wrote. In an interview after Thursday's meeting, Bronson said he expected his veto would be overridden. And that's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. For Anthony Moore, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.